Millions of people suffer from diabetes, and there are thousands of researchers around the world looking for a cure that would make daily life-saving injections of insulin a thing of the past. Well, one facility is in San Antonio, Texas. Wendy Rigby with Texas Public Radio explains the technique that's being designed is to make the body produce or regulate insulin on its own again.
A finger prick to check blood sugar levels. Dialing up the correct amount of insulin to inject.
Part of my daily routine all day and at night before I go to bed, all of it has to be done.
63-year-old type 2 diabetic Denise Schenck of Dallas has been a slave to this routine for 29 years. She's among millions of people who have to take injected insulin to control their blood sugar levels. Uncontrolled blood sugar can lead to kidney disease, amputation, blindness, heart disease, and death.
It's a pain and it's time-consuming. In other words, you can't just get up in the morning and put your clothes on and go somewhere.
And this becomes a big burden for diabetic patients. So it would be nice if they could just go around, not ever have to take another insulin injection, not ever have to do a finger stick for glucose.
That's Dr. Ralph DeFronzo. He's director of the Division of Diabetes at UT Health San Antonio. He and his colleague, biologist Bruno Droron, believe they are on to a gene transfer technique that will be a game changer. Using lab-created sections of DNA, scientists injected the pancreases of mice with a cocktail of three molecules containing genetic coding delivered by a virus. That virus infects the cells, spreading the new gene information and sparking those cells to produce insulin, sort of like a cold virus makes your nose run, DeFronzo says.
Basically, what we're going to do is we're going to give you a runny pancreas. We're going to put the genes in the pancreas, and the runniness is you're going to now release the insulin.
Unlike injections of insulin, the insulin produced using gene therapy corrects minute to minute based on what you eat and how it affects your blood sugar. Biologist Doiron says the research results exceeded expectations.
We're able to cure a mice model for more than 1 year without any side effects. We're thinking that it could be permanent, yes.
In humans, the therapy could be introduced using endoscopy, where an instrument inserted through the throat reaches the pancreas. The new molecules would be inserted directly to the organ itself through a catheter. For type 1 patients, a potential cure. DeFronzo says type 2 patients would still have to take a pill to correct for insulin resistance.
If you only had to take one pill, even if you're type 2 and you could get rid of the insulin, that would be a huge, huge advance and make life a lot easier for these people.
The San Antonio study was published in the journal Current Pharmaceutical Biotechnology. Scientists received a patent in January, and they're forming a spin-off company from UT Health to commercialize the breakthrough treatment if and when it wins approval from the Food and Drug Administration. For Here and Now, I'm Wendy Rigby in San Antonio.